For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljood. On Monday, October 14th, Israel bombed a temporary displacement camp located in the courtyard of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in central Gaza, igniting a fire that killed at least 4 people and injured more than 40. Footage of a patient connected to an IV drip, burning alive, circulated on social media platforms. He was later identified as Shaban al-Dalu. Dalu's mother, Ala Abdel Nasser, was also killed by the Israeli bombing. Dalu is a 19-year-old software engineering student at Gaza's Al-Azhar University. Despite the conditions, he continued to study software engineering from his tent. Dalu would have turned 20 years old on Wednesday. Months before his killing, Dalu filmed himself donating blood, talking about his family's displacement and the reality of living in Gaza. In other videos, he would talk about the difficulties of finding food because of Israel's siege on Gaza. He also mentioned that because he is the eldest, he is responsible for providing for his parents and younger siblings. Dalu had been fundraising for months to help his family evacuate to Egypt. Since October 7th, Israel has killed more than 42,000 Palestinians in Gaza. On Tuesday, October 15th, the Minister of Public Safety, Democratic Institutions and Intergovernmental Affairs, Dominique Leblanc, announced that the Government of Canada has listed Samidoun as a terrorist entity under the Criminal Code. Samidoun, also known as the Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network, is an international advocacy group working to build solidarity with Palestinian prisoners. It was founded in 2011 after Palestinian prisoners went on a hunger strike to protest against Israel's treatment of them. Canada said that the group had close links with the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, which is also enlisted as a terrorist group in this country. In response to the sanction, Samidoun said that they will keep resisting until the liberation of Palestine. Over the past week, Israel has launched a series of attacks on Nabatieh, one of southern Lebanon's biggest cities. One of the attacks included one on a local government building, which killed the mayor along with several other officials. Lebanon's Prime Minister, Najib Miati, said that Israel targeted a meeting between officials who had been discussing ways to support displaced civilians. Nabatieh was initially considered a safe zone for people displaced from other southern areas, but now Israeli forces are ordering people to evacuate from there. Israeli strikes on Nabatieh have also destroyed historic buildings and an Ottoman-era market dating back to 1910. Since September, Israel has killed more than 1,500 people in Lebanon. For more, go to cjlo.com/news and follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hello, this is CJLO 1690 AM. The day is Monday, October 21st. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. Sleepy Monday. Yesterday, I just took that classic 12-hour train from New York to Montreal, and you know, there's probably better ways to do it. I hear that there's a bus. Now, I've taken the Greyhound. I hate the Greyhound. I've heard there's some bus that just goes straight there, no stops. Maybe I need to try that. But I actually quite like the train. The legroom is worth it, and it's usually cheaper than the bus. You know, it's usually between like 50, 70 bucks, usually like 60. All right, anyway, music. I'm Maxwell, the show's REVC. I got the gift to see Air over break, so we're going to listen to some Air. Oh my God. Why is it that Parisians get all the good electronic? Yes, we could talk about the history of techno and house in America. We could talk about Detroit. We could talk about Philly. Yes, I know, I'm from there. But the Parisians got the classics, man. And the soundtracks, you know, they were huge Goblin fans. You start listening to their music, you hear Goblin all over it. So we're going to listen to some Air. We're going to listen to some Goblin. This new Panda Bear. Last week we listened to some of that Dylan. We're going to keep doing it. Anyway, guys, enjoy.
Thank you. Pretends no matter, I'm on fire on the playground. Thank you.
everyone. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. Name of the show is REVC. You just heard A New Career in a New Town, David Bowie. Classic. Classic alert. Off low. Before that, Profondo Rosso, Goblin. Classic alert. That's all, that Profondo Rosso movie, that's a really good one if you guys are Dario Argento, Italian cinema fans. It is on the longer side, but it is a really good one. Of course, amazing soundtrack. Before that, Playground Love, Air, with the vocals of Gordon Trax. Classic alert. Of course, off the Virgin Suicides. You know, someone the other day, I'm not like the biggest Lost in Translation fan. I'm sorry. Then someone says, what do you think is the best Sofia Coppola movie? I'm sorry, it's the Virgin Suicides. All right, well, we're going to keep this thing rolling. I've got an ad for you, and then maybe some more instrumental stuff. You know, we're going to have some fun.
It's that time of year again. CJLO's annual funding drive is taking place from October 11th to the 26th, and as always, we've got some exciting events planned over both weeks. So grab a pen and get ready to mark your calendars. Monday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m., come on down to Grumpy's for Halloween trivia. This is a free event and is always highly attended, so be sure to form your teams ahead of time and arrive early. Wednesday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m., join us at Le Petit Urs, formerly known as URSA, for a concert booking workshop hosted by Montreal promoters Worst Ad Ever and Kick Drum. Entry is $10, or it's pay what you can. Friday, October 25th, there'll be a special all-nighter broadcast from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. featuring a rotating cast of CJLO DJs and special guests. So be sure to tune in at CJLO.com or 1690 AM. I'll be there, and you're going to want to hear what we've cooked up, I swear. We hope to see you at some events. Stay tuned at 1690 AM or CJLO.com. And for more information about our funding drive, you can go to CJLOfundingDrive.com.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you. chain reaction. It had momentum, it was gaining traction. It was all the rage, it was all the fashion. The outreach tents had resigned themselves to holding on to something that they in reality.
Hello! You're listening to CJLO.
Oh. Thank you!
Thank you. You're listening to CJLO, 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. You just heard, most likely you'll go your way, in parentheses, and I'll go mine. Bob Dylan. That's off that new 1974 live recording sampler with the band. The band. That thing is so good, I've been listening to that nonstop. Before that, The Spark That Bled, The Flaming Lips off The Soft Bulletin, perhaps my favorite Flaming Lips song. Before that, Song of Innocence by David Axelrod, the studio musician. That album is great off of the album Song of Innocence. It's all just instrumental tracks that I think he had pent up in his brain. Now speaking of stuff that I've been obsessed with, we're going to go, you know what I've been listening to a ton of? Fiona Apple. Extraordinary Machinae, and we're going to check it out.
Please, 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 no more melodies. They lack and pack their pity. They've been made up already. Please, 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 no more maladies. I'm so tired of crying. You'd think I was a siren. But me and everybody's on the sad same team. And you can hear our sad brains screaming. Give us something familiar, something similar to what we know already. That will keep us steady, steady. Steady going nowhere. No apologies. At best they buy you time. Till you next step out of line. Please, 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 no more remedies. My method is uncertain. It's a mess, but it's working. And maybe if you wanna try it out, you won't like it, so when you're crying out, give us something familiar, something similar to what we know already. That will keep us steady, steady, steady. Steady going nowhere. Tired of crying, you'd think I was a siren. But me and everybody's on the sad same team, and you can hear our sad brains screaming. Give us something familiar, something similar to what we know already. That will keep us steady, 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 steady going nowhere.
What's it become? Massamatti, Canada's premier festival celebrating LGBTQ plus Afro film and arts, returns for its 16th edition from October 23rd to 27th. This year, the festival explores themes of rebirth and resilience, showcasing an inspiring lineup of films highlighting stories of healing, transformation, and struggle. Massamatti's film screenings will take place at various venues throughout the city, with films also available to be streamed online. The festival's opening cocktail event will take place on October 23rd at the McCord Museum, featuring a performance by Ensemble Opiora. On October 26th, the Massamatti Cabaret at Livar will feature performances by Reggie, a drag voguing-inspired show featuring acrobatics, live painting, and live DJs. For more information and to view the full festival program, visit massamatti.ca.
Are you a sports fan? Are you passionate about your teams? I'm Tommy Lane, and every Monday from 2 to 3 p.m., I host The Tommy John Show. In one quick hour, The Tommy John Show tackles everything going on in the world of sports. From the NHL to the UFC, The Tommy John Show has got you covered. And if you ever get tired of hearing my voice, the phone lines are always open for you to voice your opinions. The Tommy John Show, every Monday, 2 to 3 p.m. on CGLO 1690.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to That Exact Station, CGLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CGLO.com. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. You just heard the new Panda Bear with Cindy Lee on there. Ooh, who doesn't love it? Defense. Before that, it wouldn't be REVC without some Magnetic Fields, Torn Green Velvet Eyes, off of the best Magnetic Fields album, Holiday. Before that, Please, 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 off the Fiona Apple, Extraordinary Machine. Last week we played Bros by Panda Bear, an amazing 12-minute song. Let's do it again. Here's Good Girl Carrots to wrap out our show.
Yeah.
You guys know what that song means? We've reached the end. There's not much to say. We just listened to one song for 13 minutes. It was Good Girl Carrots by Panda Bear off Person Pitch. Before that, I guess I should just say what I played before that, which was Defense by the new Panda Bear, Cindy Lee. So good. So good. I feel like I've got like brain fog right now. I don't even know what to say. Well, anyway, I'll be right back next week. We'll have new great music, of course. Same time every week. Oh, and if you ever want to talk about music, send a song request. There's an email, revc.cjlo@gmail.com. And of course, you can follow revc.cjlo on Instagram. All right, guys, I will be with you next week.
This is Dan.